But I think that the Holstein cattle were the best because it was the amount of milk that they wanted to sell, not not milk for richness or anything like that.
I taught at the University of Wisconsin once. Up there we got Guernsey milk. Ooh, it was delicious. Boy, you could just about take it out with a spoon. The ice cream was miserable, but the milk was delicious.
Why was the ice cream not any good, you suppose?
Maybe they just took all the butter fat and turned it into butter or cheese.
Could be.
But the ice cream was just unbelievably poor.
If you wanted any good, then you had to make it yourself.
Just
use your own cream.
Yeah. I remember we got good milk and good eggs. We got jumbo eggs. They were always double yolked.
There's a fellow down by Springdale who has these double yolked eggs, and he just has the time, you see, because there's no market for a double yolked egg. There's not a carton to hold that size or anything, you know, and he sells them to people around there, but I don't know if he'll ever just go into it and have his own cartons made and everything just to have that kind of egg or not.
He should have a rather discriminating clientele if he ever does it.
I think so. About three times I've stopped out there to try to get some eggs on my way home, you know, from up here when I was coming home, and I never can catch him there. It was on a Saturday, though, or a Sunday, the times that I have stopped.
Do you have any special term for a horse that hasn't been trained yet?
Well, I call him wild, probably. Only he wouldn't really be wild.
And any special term for these ponies that have big spots on them?
Oh, I call that an Indian pony.
Any special term for the very small jackass, not the tall one, but the small one? When you were a girl, was it common for people to have a number, well, working cowboys, to have a number of saddle horses?
Well, they usually have one for each of their hands, like when they're going to move cattle or anything like that, you mean.
Did they call this group of horses anything special?
Well, there would be a riding horse or... not especially a quarter horse, but a cattle horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering if they had 15 or 20 of them in a group, if there was any special term they used for this whole bunch. Remuda or Cavy or...
No, I wouldn't know that. But I do know that that each one keeps a horse for himself. And I seemed like that Marion always said a cattle horse. That's what he's trying to train his Buckeye or somebody to be.
Did you ride much when you were a girl?